A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Chaf Gimel, Moed Katan 23a, pagination 45. The first wide line, dealing with when a man is allowed to get married after, Rachmana Litzlan, his wife passes away. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Kol Shloshim Yom Linesuin, generally, upon the loss of a close relative, there's a 30-day mourning period in which getting married is forbidden. We can discuss a parent independently. A parent's mourning is Yud Beis Chodesh. How would that apply in this case? But generally, the mourning for a non-parent relative is 30 days. Mesa Ishto. What happens if his wife dies? Also, Lisa Isha Achera Sachiyavro Lav Shlosha Regalim. So the length of the amount of time that's prohibited to get married is increased. Not just 30-day prohibition, but it goes for three holidays, meaning Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot in any order, but he has to go through three holidays. Tosfos explains insights into what this waiting period of three holidays is. Second Tosfos on the page, which is four lines down from the top. Tosfos says, "Ad sheyiyu shlosha regalim b'lo simcha." The man has to experience three holidays without his happiness, without his wife. V'lo yishkach ahavas ishto. Until that point, he doesn't forget, he doesn't leave go of the love of his wife, and entering into a different marriage is not such a workable thing. Inami or, k'dei sheyisa isha acheres v'lo yezocha min harishona shlo yebeis deos b'mita. We're worried that in the bedroom, he's still going to be thinking about the first wife, and leaving a length of three holidays, times of happiness, family time, special time, leaving those three Yomim Tovim pass before he gets married will be helpful. Va'od, another point Tosfos says, Penyaskireno avasishto lekantara, lest he still remember his beloved first wife and cause a fight over it. You know, we sometimes have a person wonders, unfortunately, if I would have married that other woman, or so-and-so's wife does this for him, which is so beneficial, why don't you? So all of that isn't healthy. But if a person has memories of his first wife and how it was better, kitov li oz me'ata, so then it's very bad on the marriage. Dumya dehacha amrinan la'el. A similar law was mentioned 2 days ago in the Gemara. Tosfos cites that Mesa Ishto Venasi Isha Acheres, if a person lost his wife, Rachmana Litzlan, and married another woman, Eina Rashi Likonis Levei, so you're not allowed to come into his home and offer him condolences of his first wife, because that's an infringement on their marriage. So this concept of Shlosha Regalim is in some way to be beneficial to the marriage, and we're going to see certain exceptions because of mitigating circumstances. In Halacha, it's brought that a woman would not have to wait three regalim on the passing of her husband, and the reason presumably is the same concept that we have in the Gemara in Kiddushin of Tav Lemesiv Tandu. A woman is willing to get married, she wants to get married, and she's able to adapt to the circumstances appropriately. There's no recommendation that she has to wait three regalim. It's a difference between the way men and women work. There is a period where a woman is not allowed to get married, and that's called havchana, a period of time from death of her husband or divorce, where she has to wait so that we should be very clear if she is pregnant, from whom is she pregnant? If she would right away get married to another man and got pregnant, it wouldn't be clear who the father is, and that could be extremely problematic regarding Yichus lineage and who the child's siblings are. The Gemara continues at the end of the line, Vim ein lo banim, if the man under discussion that we said has to wait three holidays, if he does not have children yet, mutar lisa la'alta mishum bitul pirya v'rivya, he's allowed to get married right away because he has a mitzvah to have children, and therefore this waiting period is not imposed. A second example to allow him to get married right away is if he has young children from the first marriage and he needs a woman to be there to help out in raising the children, to take care of them. That's also a compelling reason to be more lenient on this waiting period. And the Gemara cites an example. There was a story that the wife of Yosef HaKohen passed away. And he already told his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, in the cemetery, go take care of the children of your sister. And it was understood that he was doing a shidduch here, that he was going to marry her, and he's already telling her to please take care of the children. Nevertheless, he didn't consummate the marriage for a long time. In this context, what does long time mean? He waited until after the 30-day period of mourning, but he already was doing the shidduch right away, and after the 30 days, he did, in fact, marry her and didn't wait for three regalim to pass. The Pischei Tshuva in Simen Shin Tzadi Beis asks a fascinating question. What would happen if a person passed Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months of mourning, which is the length of mourning even on a parent, and does not yet have three regalim, three holidays? The case would be that the wife passed away after Pesach, or at the end of Pesach is the way he words it, and it's an Ibur Yar, it's a Jewish leap year, so that we're talking about getting married at the end of the month of Adar. Is he allowed to do that? And the Pischei Tshuva understands it, that once you have Yud Beis Chodesh, that is sufficient, and you don't hold this three regalim on a pedestal, that it absolutely cannot be violated. Yud Beis Chodesh would satisfy according to the Pischei Tshuva. There's a third exception which Tosfos mentions and is brought clearly in Shulchan Aruch. Again, the first exception was if the man in question does not yet have children. The second exception is if he has children and needs somebody to be in charge to take care of them properly. A third case of an exception, which is mentioned in our Tosfos as well, three lines up from the wide, is Ein lo mi sheyishamshenu, if the man in question does not have anybody to take care of him. Now, take care of him does not mean nursing home. That's not why he's getting married. If he needs a nursing home, he needs a nursing home. Hashem Yirachem. We're talking about Misha Yishamshenu, a person who can cook his meals, take care, run his home properly. And if he doesn't have that, if that's not a stable environment for him, he needs a wife, so then mutter. It would be permitted, and that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzadi Beis Beis. In fact, the Pischei Tshuva presents a case where a man, in this case a rabbi with a prestigious rabbinic position, had a daughter and daughter-in-law in the home, but it was deemed that they were not sufficient to run the home with the prestige and stature that was required. His wording is, Lo hurgulu l'shamish beso l'fi kavod harav ulefikavod hanichnosim hanichbodim. They didn't know how to run the home according to the honor of this rabbi and according to the rabbi, the prestige of the rabbi's guests. And the shidduch that was being suggested was described as a rabbanit who ran such a home for her first husband and therefore would be in sync with the necessary standards. And the Pischei Tshuva allows such a case, and by extension, there are cases where it makes sense to ask a shaila if things progress to the point that a man in this situation would like to get married before the full three regalim have elapsed. It's worth asking a shaila because there definitely are exceptions to this rule. As strong as Tosfos made it, and as strong as the recommendation is, there are exceptions. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.